A political war is coming over the Bush tax cuts, and the first real battle was fought in the Senate. Next week, it'll be in the House. Joining us now is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. So no real surprises in the Senate yesterday, right, Todd?
No, to the contrary. In fact, heading into yesterday morning, Celeste, nobody thought that there was going to be an actual vote on the bill, that this
no
was going to be a...
I didn't either.
Standard Republican filibuster, 60-vote threshold, and then negotiating, Mitch McConnell yesterday agreed to give an up or down 50-vote threshold vote to the Democrats' tax bill. Now, why did he do that? Not too hard to understand. Had there been, it's procedural and we won't get down into the weeds, but had there been just the one vote on the procedural vote, Republicans would have been voting against the middle-class tax cut that Democrats wanted, with never having an opportunity to vote for what they want, which is extending all of the Bush tax cuts for a year. So Mitch McConnell, in the end, was sort of forced to say, okay, up or down votes on both. And in the end, what happened was the Republican measure extending all Bush tax cuts for another year for the wealthy and for the middle class, not to mention estate tax and a whole bunch of other taxes, failed in the Senate, as expected. But the Democratic measure passed, 51-48. The Democrats passed their bill.
Huge surprise to me. So what happens to this now? I mean, that's not what's going to happen in the House.
No. And in fact, what happens to this now is basically nothing. Nobody should take away from this that their taxes are going to change in this way in the short term. The House next week will vote on that same Republican measure I just described, extending all of the Bush tax cuts. There are major political implications for this, however. We have talked about how this is what the election really is about. Not just marginal tax rates, but revenue versus spending cuts. That's not over. The fiscal cliff is coming. There's a lot of negotiations to be had in the lame duck session in the fall after the election over how to cut the deficit and cut spending, not to mention Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, and all of our taxes. There's a lot of stuff going on all at once. What the Democrats really succeeded in doing for the first time in a long time was what's called delinking. Republicans have insisted that the tax cuts for the wealthy above $250,000 and for the middle class, they go together. We're going to use one as leverage for the other. Democrats have started playing the same game, using one as leverage for the other, and what they showed yesterday was that they have the votes, 51 votes, at least for this year, depending on what happens to the Senate after the election, but they have the votes to delink those, to say the Senate has the votes to keep middle-class tax rates where they are, but raise taxes on the rich and delink the rich from the middle class. And Democrats strategically are pretty happy about that. It puts John Boehner in a weaker position next week and going into the election, at least on the issue of taxes.
I hate to ask about expectations because I didn't expect what happened in the Senate to happen. But do you think this is finally the plan that could end up making it into law?
The House is much more predictable in this way, so the House measure will pass. We can't say what's going to get into law because we have to see what happens with the election first. That's really the key. If Mitt Romney should win the election, lean much more towards the Republican plan and towards more of a Ryan budget type of a taxing and entitlement plan. If President Obama wins, that delinking that Democrats achieved, if they get as many votes as they have in the Senate, is likely to be closer to what becomes in law. But keep in mind, this is just one cog in a much larger taxing, spending, debt, and deficit picture.
Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent. Thanks as always, Todd.
Sure thing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.